Welcome to the Joy Felipe Bruce Podcast. Sister Joy Felipe is a daughter of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills and the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Cathedral of the United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. The Fountain of Life Cathedral is a thriving church of young, energetic people full of life for the Lord. Sister Joy is also an itinerant minister of Dyke Heward Mills Ministries. She travels extensively, holding pastors' conferences and bringing ministry-related books by Bishop Dyke Heward Mills to the nations. She is the evangelist of the Blessed Salvation Crusade. Now be blessed and refreshed as you listen to this inspired message by Sister Joy.
Are you excited? The Lord is doing wonderful things in our church. Let's put our hands together for Shelley, even as she brings us her testimony. The louder your clap, the louder your clap, the quicker your testimony. Hallelujah. Please tell us what your name and where you are calling from.
Okay, I'm Shelley Kakari.
Yes.
Yes, miss. And I'm in the Rose of Sharon Council. And I'm part of the Gazelles Ministry.
Wow. Shelley, tell us what the Lord has done for you.
My testimony is about how God delivered my roommate and I from robbery attack.
Hey! Your testimony is about how God delivered you and your roommate from robbery attack. Tell us what happened.
So last Wednesday, around 2 a.m., we were far asleep. And then someone was trying to unlock our locked door.
Hey!
Yes. So we were, as the person was trying to open it, it was making noise, but we were far asleep, so we didn't hear. And then, so we didn't hear him because everybody was far asleep. So he was doing it, and actually it was successful. He opened the door. And
hey, at 2 a.m.,
yes,
the person was able to open the door, and you were fast asleep.
We were all asleep.
Tell anybody, I miss you.
So the time that he opened the door, as he was making noise, nobody heard him. But as he opened the door, my roommates got up.
But you were fast asleep.
We were three in a room. I and my other roommate were asleep.
Wow.
And then the other was woke up. And then she thought probably when we were doing something, actually I was doing something last night, so she thought I forgot to close the door. So she was thinking that it's the wind that blew.
Hey. Tell me about mighty rushing wind.
So that's what she was thinking. So she quickly went and then closed the door. Locked the door.
But the person went out.
The person didn't enter. Immediately when the person opened the door, that was when she got up.
Okay.
So she went to just close it. So in the morning, I was trying to go. So when I got up, she asked if I...
No, relax. The person was able to open the door.
Yes.
But was not able to enter the room.
Yes, please.
I see the Lord putting an angel at your doorpost. The Bible says, no arrow that flies by day or terror by night shall harm you. And I see the Lord marking your doorpost with blood. And when they see the blood, tell anybody that they will pass over. The person opened the door but was not able to enter.
If God didn't raise my roommate up, we wouldn't have known what was. Because when he even as the light is off, he will see everything because everything was just there. My phone, every laptop, everything is just
And off. He did not take anything.
He didn't take
he
anything.
He did not touch anything.
He didn't even get
I think it's a good place to put your hands together for the Lord. Oh, yes.
I'm very grateful to God for delivering us from this attack. So what I want to tell the church is that actually last Wednesday during Flop prayer meeting, because of that, I was literally praying throughout the day. I don't know why. I was just praying. So I believe that was the reason why we were saved. So I would encourage everybody to take their prayer life very seriously.
Oh, yes.
Because prayers changes everything.
Hallelujah. Tell anybody that is why you must join the Flow prayer meeting. Thank you, Shelley. I remember when I was a student and I was in final year, there was a lady, Amrobes entered the room, they raped her and they killed her on the spot. Yes. So this could have ended a different way. The way you are not clapping to appreciate what God has done for our sister. Hallelujah. And we thank the Lord for mighty deliverance. Amen. Tell neighbor that we have another testimony. Let's give it up for Ladma, even as she brings her testimony this morning. Oh, yes. Tell me about that. People are receiving miracle money. You are writing exams. You don't want money. Raise your hand and receive miracle money. The anointing is still flowing from here. Amen.
Amen.
Please, your name and where you are calling from.
Hi, everyone. Please, I'm Nana Langma from the Rose of Sharon Council.
Wow. And the Lord is doing mighty things in Rose of Sharon. Oh, yes.
And from the Gazelles, Barcelona.
Wow. Please tell us what your testimony is about.
My testimony is about how I receive miracle money from helping others.
From helping others?
Yes, please.
Wow. Yes. Tell us about it.
Okay. So, after Bishop Nobleson's convention, I was actually waiting for my money because this is the second time. And, you know, but then that was on Friday. So, by Sunday, a few people had called me to ask for money because...
You were expecting
yes,
the money.
Yes.
It was the reverse. People were now
calling me to ask me for money.
Tell me about
right. And but I had only 20 CDs on me. And then one of my friends was like, she's raising foodstuff funds for someone.
There's a special type of funds.
Yes.
Foodstuff funds.
Fund, yes.
Tell me about that. There's pressure. There's pressure.
And I went to look through my things and no foodstuff. Like...
Wow.
Nothing at all. So I don't have foodstuffs and I don't have money. Then I was like, is it possible that I can give money because I don't have foodstuff? Yes. And then she was like, okay. And I plan to give 100 CDs to the person. But I've not received money yet. So I was like, well, if I wait for this miracle money day, I'll not get to send money to this person. So let me call my parents. Then when I called my dad, the money I received, if I remove 100 CDs from it, it will not...
That's the end.
It will not... So I was like, let me give 50 CDs because nobody knew what I was actually going to give. But then I remembered mommy, when the first time she preached on others, she was like, help others just because you can.
Tell neighbor that help others just because you can. Hey, those in the middle, why? You know, say, help others because you can. Yeah.
Yeah. So I gave the 100 CDs. Then that was Monday morning. By Monday evening, the money had finished again. So by Tuesday, I was like, oh, you know what? The week is long. Let me look at my money to see how I adjust for the week. And when I opened my account, I saw that someone had sent me 500.
Carlos, the way you are sitting down, as you stand up and clap, may you receive a surprise amount of money. Money that you were not expecting. May the Lord credit your momo in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Money that you were not expecting. Money you did not call for.
I did not call for.
The Lord credited our account.
No,
I see the Lord sending somebody in 100 voices for that money. Hallelujah.
The funny thing was that it was actually my mom, because only my dad and my mom send me money. But then my mom doesn't send 500 CDs. She sends below 500. And I hadn't called her too for money. And she also didn't call me to tell me, she has sent me money.
Wow.
So that was like the unexpected. That was the miracle for me.
May you receive a pleasant surprise. Even as the Lord has risen from the grave, may he bring you a wonderful testimony in Jesus' name. Amen.
So I want to tell the church that please always make sure you come for conventions, because you don't know what blessing is going to come for you. And then also always try and be in church, because where else will you hear a word that you receive something that will change your life? And finally, to quote mommy again, help others just because you can.
Hallelujah. Amen. Pastors, our momo will come. Don't be afraid. Oh yes, Pastor Gerson, I'm waiting for your testimony. Are you excited to be in the house this morning? I think it's a good place to rise to your feet. We are in a blessed church, and the Lord has blessed us with a very wonderful and anointed pastor. This morning, it's my honor and privilege to introduce the shepherd of our soul, who feeds us, who leads us, who cares for us, and who has loved us. Help me welcome our mother, ESI Philippe Bruce.
Of Galilee, where the rain or shine, Jacob, he leads the way.
to put your hands together for the Lord. I said, put your hands together for the Lord. This morning is resurrection morning. Jesus is risen. The grave is empty. I said, Jesus is risen. The grave is empty. I said, Jesus is risen. The grave is empty. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. I can see some people. The reason why there will not be a hallelujah in your spirit or your soul is because you are not born again. You don't understand what it means that your sins have been taken away. Or you don't understand that you are sinful. And maybe you don't understand that the wages of sin is death. You don't understand that you are the one who should have been dying. You are the one who should have been crucified. You are the one who should have paid, because the Bible says that without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So therefore, comma, if it was not Jesus, you will pay yourself. Hey, I don't know how much blood the Lord must come and extract from you this morning, Frank. Somebody should give me a knife so that we will try. You know how to say, hey. But when I said you should put your hands together, that Jesus is risen. I said Jesus is risen. I said Jesus is risen. I said Jesus is risen. Hey! Hallelujah! You don't know that the devil thought he had won. Thought that the Lord, he's died. The plan didn't work. I don't think you know that the enemy is wicked. You don't know, it's very, very, very wicked. Are you there? I thank God for Jesus. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Easter is more important than Christmas. Because every religion, the person who brought it was born. But I can think of only one religion. Only one way of, only one person who said, I am paying so that you'll be free. The rest, there are rules, there are laws, do this, do that, and if you are lucky, something. But only one person, only one person. Said, Charlie, I've come, I've paid. Now you can't talk again. I've paid, it's over. Have you ever owed somebody money before and somebody has paid on your behalf? You have no idea the freedom. You have no idea. Somebody called me and the person told me, said, I leave the house at 4 o'clock every morning so that the landlord will not see me. Hey, because you owe. Tell anybody you owe big time, you owe. And even though you are standing in church wearing white and trying to look righteous, you know you are not righteous. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. Hey! That's why many of you don't like the kind of songs that the choir sang this morning. That Jesus is coming back. Because when you think about it, when I was an unbeliever on the border to giving my life to Christ, I used to pray every night, Jesus, I beg you, not tonight. I know you are coming, I believe, but tonight, I beg you, it can't be tonight. Because if he had come at that time, I was dying in my sin. Are you there? Hey, come on, put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah! Amen, amen, amen. Father, we are grateful. We give you praise and we give you thanks. Thank you for Easter morning. Thank you that we can celebrate the risen Christ. We are grateful. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And as you are going down to your seat, I want to tell your neighbor that, neighbor, we have won again. As you take your seat this morning, hallelujah. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I'm not sure what they are shouting about, but I'm looking for some children. Beautiful. Hallelujah. Well, it's Easter Sunday. I'm only going to be sharing the word for a very short time. And I mean, it's just, you know. Are you in the house? But let me give you a couple of very important announcements, because we must have announcements. The first thing is that we're having our first Sounds of Joy for the year in the month. It's coming on in the month of July, the 31st of July, but I want you to note it now. Make note of it right now. Is that okay? Then the second date I want you to keep is the date, 8th to the 12th of August, when we have the first Love Conference in Accra. Amen. And we'll come back to that. I just don't want you to say, I didn't know about it. There are people who sit in church who don't hear. Are you there? Like, there are some people who didn't know that today's service, it was one service. It was announced, the flyer was sent, and something, something. I mean, situation vacant. The whole head is vacant. Hallelujah. Amen. But this morning, I'm going to be sharing a very short message with you. Are you there? Are you ready for the word of God this morning? Yeah. Why Philip preached Christ? Why? Why Philip preached Christ? Now, Philip was a young man. Tell anybody he was a young man. Philip was a young man who was minding his own business. He was a follower of Jesus Christ. He loved Jesus. He was there, but he wasn't really a special person per se. The first time that we are fully aware of him is in the book of Acts chapter 6, when there was a quarrel in the church. Tell your neighbor, quarrels in churches are not new. Now, the quarrel had a source. The source was that there were two, if you like, tribes of people in the church. The Hebrews and the Greeks. So there were Hebrew believers who were original Jews who felt that they were the original people, and that's true. Then there were the Greeks who had come to believe in Christ, who gave them, I mean, believe that Christ had paid for them, and they too had their place. Are you in the house? Hey, are you here with me this morning, or are you already? Good. So the Hebrews and the Greeks were in church, and they were quarreling, just as we do sometimes. Ushers and choristers were quarreling. Sometimes pastors and members. This morning, as I was looking through the choir, I was looking, where are the GES choir members? Where are the Faith Secrets choir members? Where, you see that suddenly you're looking around, you know, your eyes are going this way and that. Are you in the church or you have traveled? Ah, but who are those who have come to sit here? I beg you, return to base. I ask for my dear church children, please return to base. I beg you. It's not your fault. I beg you. The children should come and sit here because I took them from their classroom. They should come and sit here. Yeah, I'm sorry. People don't obey instructions. I beg you. Yeah. They had put them at the back. How can you go and put children at the back? They will not see anything. They will not hear anything. Oh. Mercy. Mercy. All right. Better, better. Better, better, better. Only that if you are sitting here, you can't sleep. Oh. Inform them for me. Okay. I was telling you about Philip. Okay, so now this young man was in church. And so when the quarrel came up, they wanted the apostles who were preaching to stop preaching and go and settle the choir, the quarrel. And the apostles said, no. Peter said, we're not going to do that. We are giving ourselves to the word and to prayer. But we're going to find you people who are going to be able to handle this quarrel. Are you listening to my story? So this is what he did. They found people who were men full of the Holy Spirit, who they could trust. And then they asked them to resolve the problem. And the Bible says that it was resolved. You know, so this is how we meet Philip. And Philip was an ordinary man, just like you and just like me. He was just doing his best in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Then we meet Philip again. But this time, he is in Acts chapter 8. And what had happened was that the Lord had been trying to get them to be interested in others, and they didn't mind him. Because the church in Jerusalem was very happy. And sometimes it happens to us here also. We like to be with ourselves. How many of us, you understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. We're very happy on our own. You know, some of you, when there are visitors, you don't even greet the visitor. You're just happy that you have found your friends after service. I can see my friend around there, around the corner. So that was what was going on. But God was occupied with others. That, listen, this thing that you say is a good thing, it has to go to others. I've tried to ask you people, go and talk to them. You are not going. I'll sort it out myself. So the Lord sorted it out. How? By scattering the church. Hey, tell your neighbor that God's ways are not our ways. So he scattered them and they found themselves in another place. He scattered them by persecution. Charlie, if you like your life, run. The Ghanaian church is scattered because we have economic difficulties. It's the same scattering, only that when we get where we are going, we forgot why we're sent there. We think we are sent there to go for money. That's why they struggle so much over there. Hey, forgive you. Anyway, where was I in my story? Tell your neighbor that it's storytelling morning this morning. When they got out there, that was when they remembered that, we are supposed to be preaching the word. And the Bible says that they began to preach the word. This was what God wanted all along. And they began to preach. Now, this was when Philip now realized something. And I'm going to read for you from verse 5. The Bible says that, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria. You know, Samaria was a place that was, what's the word? It's a place they didn't respect. Yeah. The Samaritans had come about when there was a war, a previous war between the Assyrians and the children of Israel at that time. And the children of Israel, they were beaten well. Tell anybody, they were beaten well. It's not every war in their lives that they have won. No. Anytime they went away from God, he allowed them to be beaten. So they were beaten well. Now, when they were beaten and they were in exile, there were some of them who exiled to a certain place. And then they went against the word of God and went and intermarried with the people. And that's how they got the Samaritans. So when they gathered again, they decided, hey, you these mixed people, you are not adding to us. And those people became known as the Samaritans. So this is the background. But the Samaritans also must hear the gospel. Push your neighbor and say, the Samaritans also must hear the gospel. Yeah. You see, because Jesus dying is not only for you, it's for people. It's for people. Hallelujah. Now, when Philip got to Samaria, he discovered that there was no water there. There was no pipe-borne water. So he could have had a well-digging business. I'm talking to some people here this morning. There were no schools there. So he could have said that, oh, nowadays the education is coming. So I think we need to, Ashes, I think you can do better than that. I really think you can do better than that. Yeah, don't worry, they've understood my message. Push your neighbor and say, Charlie, they are speaking in signs and wonders this morning. Where was I in my story? They have taken my story from my mouth. Now what? There was no school, you see. There was no plenty things. A lot of things. How do we know? Anywhere where people are looked down on, there are a lot of things that are not there. You are very quiet. Even in this our nation, Ghana, that we think we are so nice. We are very quiet. You are complaining about the white man's racism. What about our own tribalism? Quiet. Amen. Yeah. We are highly tribalistic. Highly. One day. As in a car that gospel somewhere in the Volta region, deep inside the Volta region. And it was Christmas Eve. And we're traveling to Accra. My brother-in-law was driving. The end of the story is that our car had broken down. So we had to find another means of transport. And we're using that what they call the Eastern Corridor. Is that what they call it? Eastern Corridor. You have not heard of Eastern Corridor before. And as we're coming down the Eastern Corridor, the road was just something. What amazed me the most at that time, there was network everywhere. But as we traveled, there was no network. Right, we traveled through the region until we got to home. Then we finally got. And we're all here. I don't want to say a lot of things. Hey, the church is very quiet. We lived in the north for a long time. The things that are ordinary here, they're not ordinary there. Yeah. It's gotten better over time. That's why the people vote for Rawlings so much. Because he represented a very strong change in policies that were directed to that part of our country. So all I'm saying is that in any place where some people are disadvantaged, things are not balanced and things are not even. That's all I'm trying to say. Are you there? So that's how come we know that Samaria didn't have a lot of things. They didn't have a lot. Yeah. Why? Because they were looked down upon by the people. Are you following me so far? Anyway. So when Philip now arrived at where he was, he realized that no, these people too, they have to hear the gospel. They have to hear something. And I'm the one who is here. I'm the one who is here. And the Bible says that, let's just read. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ. He didn't make a borehole. He didn't go. You see, they are all good things, so. But you just need to understand that they are not the main thing. I want you to push your neighbor and say, it's not the main thing. Many of you who are parents, you make sure that your children go to school. And they must go to school, but you have forgotten the main thing. The main thing is whether they are going to heaven or to hell. That's the main thing. And when it comes to church, we have to negotiate with you. Yeah. Hey, the house has become very quiet. Many of you, you will appear in school. You will write every exam. Even when you are not well, you will write exams. But come to church. Oh, my head is paining me. What's wrong with you? When your head is paining you, for goodness gracious sake, just take paracetamol and get to church. What is that? You have never sent a message to the VC that I couldn't come and do my exam because my head was paining me. Are you trying to do something? Okay, let me give you a chance so quickly. But you have space. Oh, you don't have space. You are anticipating problems. Okay. They say I should hold on for them some more. Can I continue? Or you know them already. You don't have to be looking at them. Are you admiring them? Okay, it's true. Many don't have beloveds. You see me afterwards. See me after. We shall talk about it. Hallelujah. Are you in the church this morning? You see. But I'm saying to you that we have shifted focus from many things. And we no longer think that what is important is what is important. It's more important for you to follow the Lord than for you to get a first class. It's more important for you to be in church. Are you there? Amen. I want you to know that there are many things Philip could have gone to do. Many, many things he could have gone to do. And even as we are here this Easter morning, there are many things that Jesus could have done when he came. Because life was a certain way. But I have to inform you that he didn't do those things. So we need to see that the things that he did were the important things or the most important things. When you are in a tight corner, what is important is what you do. Many years ago, I was part of a group of pastors who traveled with our father to Nigeria. It was a beautiful Sunday morning like this one. And we had gone to our church. We were with him because he was going to preach somewhere. But it was in the evening. So in the morning, of course, we'll go to church. You are the one who thinks that going to church twice is too much. But we have come to, let's go and visit our people in the morning. Then in the evening, we'll go to wherever. We finished our lovely service. We had a good time. And then the host church decided that, oh, let's go upstairs to go and eat something. We have lunch for you so that from there, we'll go on to the next church. We were up there when we heard gunfire. But we are Ghanaians. Tell anybody we are Ghanaians. When you hear pop, what does it mean? It's a funeral. It's a knockout. It's what? It's just, it's a festival. Is this something to be worried about? Oh, so we're not concerned at all. After all, it's happiness. It's nothing. We have forgotten that we're not in Ghana. Then we heard again. All of a sudden, it was at our gate. All of a sudden, it was inside the compound. I remember at a point, Professor was there. I went to pull the curtain. And the way we died for the flood, it was not easy in life. And as we're lying there, we didn't know whether the people were going to force and enter or what was going to happen. And I remember thinking to myself that we're actually probably a few minutes from passing away. Do you think that our three sons were in Tamale and my husband and myself were together? Oh, if they had got us, they would have gotten the whole of Lighthouse. I mean, everybody who at the time was in any form of leadership was there. That's when we stopped traveling like that together. Anyway, but the point I'm trying to make is that when you are under duress and you have a short time, you only do what is most important. So I want to ask you a question. When I was lying on the floor there, and I didn't know whether we're going to come out of this alive or not, I had three children somewhere in the north of Ghana, and I wanted to send them a message. And I want to ask you, do you think I was going to send them a message? There's stew in the freezer. If you enter, the beef stew is on the right, and the light soup is on the... Do you think that's what was in my mind? Okay, okay. Now, I'm lying there. I don't know whether we're coming out or not. Do you think I sent them a text that, do well in school, eh? Pass and... Do you think that's what was in my mind? You are very quiet this morning. That if I had only 3 minutes to talk to my children, I have only 3 minutes, what am I going to say? Yes, what was it? That girl you said you liked. Do you think that's what was on my mind? Your father's car, the key is here. You can carry it to the mechanic. He will repair the brakes for you. Do you think that's what's in my mind? I'm asking you a question. You got 3 minutes to go. Jesus is coming. Are you thinking going to write your exam? What are you going to do with it? I mean, this exam that even if you were going to look for a job in Togo, you can't go with the certificate. Is Togo not just here? It's just here. In fact, you can actually stand in Togo, one leg in Ghana, one leg in Togo. You can stand like this. Even when you cross your certificate, it can't work there. It cannot work. It's paper. Until you do what they say. Yeah. If you are a professional, you have to do professional exam. If you are what? So you can't even cross with it here on earth. Then you think you can cross into heaven. Today, I'm talking to you because I want you to see the depth of what Jesus has done. That's why I'm speaking to you like this. As I lay there, I had only one thought, that if this is the end, I want to make sure I'll meet them. And I took my phone and I typed, no matter what happens to us, serve him with everything that you have. No matter, I need to be sure I'll meet you over there. Then suddenly we realized that, the people who were firing, they have gone. I never sent the text to them. No, you see, you don't understand what's happening. And I didn't send the text. I was shaking so much that I was trying to find the number to send the text. The shaking was too much. And then we realized that, problem, no. Are you in the church? For a moment, consider. You have 2 minutes to go. What will you say? Choir, please, what's the song? Sing the chorus for me. Sing fast, stand to your feet and sing it quickly. What is this slowness that you are doing this morning? Just pick the choir, the people over there. Do you have the word?
Jesus Christ is coming back down. Uh-huh.
Don't clap.
God's holy word
says it. Everybody is gonna see it, including you.
Anticipate it.
Because we believe it.
In a little while,
it's
coming through the clouds.
Sing it again. This choir is too dull for me this morning.
In a little while, the Lord is coming back.
Hey, after the
light, you ready? Often talk about. Hey. Yes, hello. In a little while, Jesus Christ is coming back down.
Hey.
God's holy word says that. Everybody's gonna see it. I'll anticipate it. Well, cause I believe it. In a little while, he's coming through the clouds. Believe he's coming. I believe he's coming. I believe he's coming back before his
own.
I believe he's coming. I believe he's coming.
You really believe it? That you are singing, do you believe that it's coming? I'm talking to some people today. Wow, are you in church this morning? Do you believe that it's coming back? Really, you believe it's coming? From some of you, your behaviors, I'm not sure you recognize that your time is limited. I'm not sure. In a little while, he's coming back. But after all the examples I've given you of things that were happening in a little while, I wonder you should assess your life whether you really believe that in a little while he's coming back. Your behavior, is it the behavior of people who believe that in a little while he's coming? Two things will happen. Either you die or he comes. one of the two. Today when we came to church, they were cursing. You are, there's nonsense in your head. That is the end of all mankind. We either are gonna die or we'll be here when he comes. That's all. Can you understand it? I'm asking some people, I said, can you understand it? So I'm asking you that if what we have is a little while, by the grace of God, we don't know our exit date. It's just the grace of God. But what if your exit date were tomorrow? I have just this class. I have a group meeting. That's why I will not be able to come to them today. Quiet, sit down. I'm reading. I don't know. All this is not in my notes. So just allow me to flow. But when Philip went down to Samaria, Philip realized that, listen, there is a Christ who rose up on a certain day. And I have to tell these people about him. So he told them. He went there and he said that because Christ rose again, no, because he rose again, you can be born again. Forgiveness is for you, free. Even that one, some of us, we are too lazy to even ask for the forgiveness. Ask your neighbor, are you the type? When last did you pray asking for forgiveness? Ask your neighbor. When last? Free forgiveness too, unless we beg you. The Lord should now come and show you signs and magic before you ask for forgiveness for your own sins. Then you should ask yourself if you are really a believer. If you really believe it. Really, really believe it. I have noticed that charismatics think that they are holy. But I am a pastor. I've been a pastor since 1997. If there's one thing I know beyond all reasonable doubt, it is that we are sinful people who need the grace of God all the time. It's the one thing I know. Doesn't matter your title. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Our father has taught us, he says he begs for forgiveness every day. He says sometimes 3 times a day, if he is asking for forgiveness, then you and me. Because the things this man has done, at least he should be assured that entrance to heaven there he will get. Not many will. Hey, I'm talking to some people. But Philip realized something. Because Jesus rose from the dead, sin is forgiven. Let me tell the people. Sin. Nothing can wipe your sin away. Hey. You see, if you ask a girl who has had an abortion before, she will tell you that she's weighed down by it. Are you getting? She doesn't take it lightly. It's heavy. It's heavy. And it makes her seek help if she's wise. But I want to tell you that you think that the sin of abortion is bigger than your sin of lying. I came to inform you that murder and lying are in the same scripture. You, according to you, abortion, which is murder, is of more weight than lying. But according to him, the measurer of sin, your lies and somebody's abortion, same. You see, I am quiet. You thought you were righteous. That's why you have not been begging for mercy. Hey, some of us, we beg for mercy all the time. Lady, are we not the two sinners in this place? Myself and my Lady Reb, we are the two sinners. And then Lady Reb Yvonne is the one who will come and say, oh, you can't do that. She is the Christian among us. Two of us, Charlie, we have made a plot. We are annoyed and we are hurt. And we are going to do this. And then she will say that, oh, but you can't do that. Two believers. Are you in the church? You, dear, you are holy, I know. Your head like holiness. Your head like holiness. Are you in the church or you have traveled this morning? Ha! Philip realized that, listen, he himself, he knew that he was a sinner saved by grace. He said, let me share it. That's why he preached Christ. He realized that these people, they are even from their origins crime are not correct. Some of us are here sitting here. Our origins are not correct. Your grandfather was a killer of people. You didn't know? Your great-grandfather, he was a slave seller. We are always saying that somebody has done us. You didn't know that it's your father, your great-grandfather, who sold the slave. The person who bought the slave and the one who sold, who is better? Are they not all terrible people? The one selling the slave, in fact, he is worse because he has sold his relative. And that's your great-great-grandfather. And when that your something, when he was sitting in the ship going, he uttered a curse against your grandfather. And that's what's worrying you today. You say you are holy. I'm just showing you something. Our boys in this church, you've broken the hearts of four girls. I have girls in this church. You have chopped the money of four boys, knowing very well you had no plans of saying yes. You knew. Yeah. I have girls in this church. You have timed the boy. You have arrived at his door at 1 a.m. Knowing very well that as for these people, light on, light off. He cannot resist. Why? You know, you have exploited it. And then when you finish, you come and tell me that, hey, mommy, I was feeling guilty. Your head like you were feeling guilty. You are a cursed woman. You are feeling guilty, Sese. Hey, the church has become very quiet. You say that you are a man of God. You have been insulting your wife regularly in the house. You say that nobody can see. There is a God in heaven. That's what? Today he has a word for you. He said, I've seen how you have handled the wife of your youth. But that's why it's not every old man who's suffering that I feel sorry for. Sorry. Hey! Are you in the church? A certain young man, pastor, went into his in-law's house, stood in the yard. I don't even know where I got this rubbish from. Hey! Not in his house, his in-law's house. In the present, hey, you wondered, are we normal? Ask your neighbor, are we okay? I think we should just accept we are not okay. When we accept we are not okay, we have access. Jesus knew we are not okay. When you say you are okay when you are not okay, he can't do much for you. That's why I told you that me and my fellow sinner, we are here. The church is very quiet this morning, no, Charlie? Mercy. Okay, these are the righteous people. These are the people. I mean, when we are talking about sins, they are not inside. That's even why they are sitting on the stage. They are looking so holy. And I think they have some counterparts on the other side of the room. They are looking very, very... Hey! I want you to appreciate Jesus. That's why I'm taking my time. You see, the Bible says that he who has been forgiven much, loves much. I mean, I love him with all my heart too, because I alone know myself. Hey! My double life. The only person in my house who knew is this girl who's sitting here. I was like, big sister, she should come and tell me that this can't continue like this. But as for me in this one. Hey! Are you in the church or you have traveled? I appreciate you, Jesus. I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you. There's no way I could have paid. If you remove all my blood, cry and kind of, I'm grateful that you came and you died and you paid so that Satan cannot accuse me. Cannot accuse me. Some of you, the reason why you can't share Jesus with another person is that when you are going to share, you have seen the person, you have gotten the courage, you're going to share, no. Then Satan said, you have forgotten, you were just looking at, you have forgotten. No, all your strength goes. Next time I want you to turn and tell him that I rebuke you, Satan. You cannot accuse me. Jesus has paid for it. He has paid for it. It's true. You have not stopped yet, but Jesus has paid. He's paid. He has paid. Say, neighbor, Why was Philip preaching Christ? Philip was preaching Christ because he remembered that as part of this whole package, Jesus had received some 39 stripes, saved one. He remembered that as the blood was flowing, it came with the price of healing. That there's no sickness that you can call that is not also covered by the blood of Jesus. And the Bible says he went and he preached Christ, and the people gave heed to him. Why did they give heed? They gave heed because he said that unclean spirits came out. Many who had palsies, that means they were paralyzed, they got up and began to walk. He had paid. He had paid. Are you in the church? He had done what? He had paid. You know, sometimes we walk around in the church and it's as if we don't believe in healing. You have been asking the Lord to heal you. Never stop. It's your right. I said, it's what?
My right.
It is your right. He paid. There was no sickness that was exempted. And so Philip went and he preached Christ. That maybe I cannot bring you a borehole. Maybe I cannot give you a hospital. But I can tell you of a healing that comes without a price. Have you ever gone to a doctor before? Have you seen the bill before? They say that even before you can come and sit down and have a decent conversation, the one you have in the government hospital is not a decent conversation. The man has 250 of you. He has to finish seeing you in the space of 3 hours. He ain't got time. As you are talking, he's already looking at your face. You look like malaria. And he's writing. As for this, your tech hospital, there's a certain doctor. She decides every week what diagnosis everybody is going to get. I've had people in the house, then they'll tell me that my head is paining me. When they go there, I say, what did the doctor say? They said they got gastroenteritis. They have some, they said their leg is paining them. When they go, they'll come back the same gastroenteritis. I tell you, that week, everybody who goes, regardless of whether it's back pain, it's head pain, they say it's gastro. Charlie, my menu, oh, share. They look, this queue is not finishing. Before you enter, what's your gastro? When you come, hey! So if you want decent healthcare, before you can talk, 250, 300, 350, pam, down. That's why it's not that it gives you a cure. No. It's just permission to sit down and describe what's worrying you. But I know somebody. I know somebody. There's no cure to go and see him. There's no money that needs to be paid. There's no nothing that you need to do. You don't even have to go anywhere. He's there, Charlie. You are asking him for healing. Hey, he just says, bring your faith. That's all. That's what it depends on. It doesn't depend on him. He's done his part. So if you are not well, don't worry. Just work on your faith. Ah, the woman had been sick 12 years. 12 years. At the end of 12 years, she finally had enough faith that if I touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. What happened? She touched him. So it is not his ability that's the problem. Or you don't understand what I'm saying. Many times we see it as this. He is the problem. That I don't know whether he will answer me or not. No. It's not the point. It's not the point. Everybody said, but it is because of your faith. It's your faith. By your faith that you are healed. By your faith. So never worry. Just believe. And that is why crusades are so effective. Do you know what happens? In the crusade, our faith becomes pooled together. Are you there? It's your faith plus my faith plus the next one. Plus. So there's a lot of faith. That's why you see certain kinds of miracles. Not that Jesus cannot heal anyway. Somebody was talking after our Good Friday. The person said that what's worrying him is that prophet's prayer for the healing. It was less than a minute. Some short prayer. Just did a short prayer. In other words, in the short prayer, just gathered all our faith together. Short prayer. Then you see legs. Eyes, what? Back. What? Brain pain. I think that was the favorite for most of us. The brain pain that was healed. Yeah. What was happening? Is it that Jesus has now got power? No. Our faith has come together. Yeah. Our faith. That's why you should know what you are doing to yourself when you don't go to church. Oh. The people were healed. He brought them healing. He couldn't bring them a hospital. Couldn't bring them a doctor. But I got something better. Yeah. Am I talking to believers in this church? Why do we preach Christ? I want to show you a scripture, Colossians 1:27. Colossians chapter 1:27. I'm almost done preaching. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is, what's the mystery? Christ in you, the hope of glory. You see, the word glory sounds spooky. So let me give you a simple understanding of the word glory. Glory is beauty. He is our hope of beauty. I tell our neighbor, you are very ugly, but he's our hope. Hey, if the person is not your friend, I beg you don't say it. He is our claim to beauty. You see, ugliness is not just face, oh, the way you are. Yeah, the way you are. He is our hope. Wherever Jesus goes, hope comes there. Yes, hope comes there. Even other religions recognize it. I lived somewhere for 15 years with another religion. And when we get to the place and we ask, we want to start a church, we heard it over and over and over. When the church comes, things will get better. When the church comes, why? Jesus brings a certain hope. A certain hope. Now, Philip knew that I can't supply you with things, but if I can give you Jesus, hope will enter your life. Hope. You have a reason to believe, and hope is a very powerful thing. You have not seen somebody who doesn't have hope before. That is the difference in a hospital. Those who live and those who die. Yeah. There are people very badly in there. The case is very bad, but the person has hope. The doctors will tell them, you have 1 week to live. Shall I go and see? 4 months after, the person is still alive. What is it? The person just has a hope generating in there. Then somebody who has no business dying. One of our former sheep, when he heard that he had some, I think it was hepatitis, I've forgotten what it was, something that can be managed. But he was so, by the time the wife brought him to Accra, 2 weeks, he was gone. No hope. But Jesus gives us hope. Are you there? Why are you in school? Because you have hope that when you finish all this suffering, life will be better. Anyway. I almost said I'm a dad, but I won't say it. Because it is true to a large extent that you can affect a lot of things. But you can't affect a lot of other things. Yeah. It's only to a point. If you really want hope of glory, it's Christ. Yeah. What can really change your life is Jesus. And that's why Philip preached him. That's why he didn't deviate to other things. Are you in the church? Let me give you Matthew 8:17 for the healing. That it might be fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. Can you see it? Why did he preach Christ? He preached Christ because that was the way to heaven. That was the way to heaven. John chapter 40 and verse 6 says something very clearly. Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody goes to the Father except through me. I'll be afraid to disobey somebody who speaks so forthrightly. Nobody else says these things. Nobody has such claims. Yeah. He says that nobody, you cannot see if you don't come with through me. Yeah. You can't. Try and see. I don't know if you want to try with your life and see. Hey. But he knew that at least if I show them Jesus and if they accept him, heaven, dear, they will go. I remember many years ago walking in a lot of the poor villages in the north of Ghana. We used to do crusades. I would do crusades with something and with nothing. And the reason why I said, we have let people down on earth. I can't give you another house. I can't solve your problems. But by God, I can make sure that you will not miss heaven. At least, if you are suffering here, over there, the story must be different. You cannot be in this church and choose to go to hell. Hey, are you there? That's why somebody is on you. Somebody, you are going to get a text from me. Yeah. You call yourself a Christian. We are here doing Good Friday. You are sitting in your house. You are sitting here. I'm doing what? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? Ask your neighbor. Were you here on Good Friday? Look at the room. Look at the room. Look at the room. Good Friday, you didn't bother. Look at the room. Shame on you. Shame on you. Hey. Not only shame on you, I'm also ashamed of you. Oh, yeah. And by the way, we didn't miss you at all. We didn't miss you at all. We had a very nice service there. In fact, if you had come, I think you'd have given us a problem, cry. Because the room was very full. Just that I have some certain sheepies. You don't know that my eye is there and I was looking for you. Jesus is the way. You have to believe it. He is the way to heaven. If you want to go to hell, you are at liberty to do so. But just don't do it on our card. I'm ending. Jesus tells us the truth about God. Yeah. Because he says in the same 14:6, he tells us that he is the truth. Truth has become very scarce in the world. Is it true or is it not true? Things that are not nice, they say it's nice. Things that are not nice, they say it's nice. You are a man. You are having sex through your bottom. What's nice about that? The place that poo comes. No, don't be offended. I have to say it like that. You see, the thing is so mad, you must know that when you see something that doesn't make sense, you know a demon is inside. It doesn't make sense. Something that we don't want to play with. So you go and mess with your own poo. Do you do that? in a short while, you'll be wearing diapers. Yes. In a little while. You are going to be, that's why there are adult diapers, and you'll be buying. Please, I wish somebody has a pharmacy who can tell us the price of one. Dr. Watson, where is he? I need someone to tell me the price of adult diapers. Nobody knows. What? 8 CDs for one diaper. Because that thing that you are using over there, now the answer is, well, it's just coming. You can't stop it. It's just coming. Yeah. They never tell you because it's a world with no truth. So even you put religion aside, even common sense shouldn't go that way. Even common sense. If your great-grandmother who's wearing diapers could tell you, she doesn't want to wear. And you, in your youth, you are going to wear it from when you are, you started this thing when you were 18. By the time, give yourself about 10 years, the sphincter no longer holds. Now as you are walking, the poo-poo will also be, hush, goodness. Why? Because there's no truth. They call it, what? What do they call it? They say it is, what? When they try to say that, oh, there's a word they use for it. DEI, they use a word. It's inclusivity. That's what they call it. Diversity. Don't do that. And don't do that to yourself. Yeah. You're a young lady. You say, oh, we there won't have that problem. So I like other girls. You see, some of you are looking at me like I'm the sinner. Oh, no problem. Yeah, I've told you that my sins, I repent all the time. I'm telling you that there is no truth. There is no truth. There's no truth. Wrong is called right. Yeah, wrong is called right. In this, our nation, children whose parents looked after them, they are laughed at and mocked that they are dadaba. Then children who are they are children of street children that nobody cared for you, that your heart was bleeding. Then you wake up and say that you are a jabba and you are proud of it. You are the hustler. And the one who has been looked after rather should be ashamed that they are being looked after. How? I mean, how? Have you seen that you are feeling shy now? Because you have been saying some, you have been hooting at your colleagues, you say, where are your dad about? Because the person has a proper father, proper parents who've taken care of them. And you didn't have. And instead of saying that, Lord, make up what I have lost from that, you are rather mocking somebody because there's no truth. There's no truth. There's no truth. Yeah. Hey, we look after our children when we finish. My grandchildren cry, we are on it. We're on it. I don't care what you call them. Hey, the church has become very quiet on me. I'm just showing you how it's a lie. It's a lie. So as a child whose father looked after me, I should be ashamed. I will never be ashamed. My father was not a rich man, but we will never be ashamed of him. He gave us time. The other day, I was eating roasted plantain in the car. And I told Reverend Seth, and Pastor Ben, I said, I have not eaten this thing since my father passed. Yeah. Because every time I want to eat roasted plantain, I remember him. The roasted plantain we used to enjoy. I'll go and visit him. Then we're going for a stroll. Then we'll find both of us liked it. And we'll eat. They have money. We are eating roasted plantain. I'm not ashamed of him ever. Not ashamed ever. He gave me time. Yeah. He spoke to me. When I fell in love with my husband, I told him before my mother. If I told him to tell my mother. You keep running away. You don't have a father. Instead of you to say that, oh God, have mercy on me. Give me a father figure. Thank you for my uncle who's trying. You are rather laughing at somebody who is a hustler. I'm not angry with you. I'm just sharing with you how there's no truth. There's no truth. You are a girl. They say that your hands are too soft. That your hands should be hard. Everywhere in the world, they are buying this thing so that their hands and the body will be soft. What's wrong with you? I'm showing you ourselves. So this is us. When we are learning how to cook, they tell you that if you cannot lift the hot saucepan from the fire with your bare hands, then it's because you are softy. You are a bloody liar. You are a liar. God didn't make anybody's hands. My hands are not asbestos. Tell your neighbor, my hands are not. Ah, what a lie. What a lie. What a lie. What a lie. Something that in the civilized world you can buy glass for so that you can. Don't bring yourself at all. Bring yourself at all. It's a lie. And it's a lie that you've got to hawk your body parts around and walk half naked so that a man will respect you. Anything that is precious is covered. Anything that is precious is covered. It's your cheapness that you are bringing. But they say that that is the way to go. No wonder today you say crop top. It's not crop top. It's naked dress. That's where they've reached. Naked dress. I even wonder why they bother to buy it. Just appear on the red carpet. If you say you be you, appear without anything. And tell her the nakedness that you want to show. Just show it. Nonsense. Hey! Mercy. And then you too, child of God, you are buying those lies. Let me say it here. You want to get married, you are coming into this church to marry. Dress properly. I have to just say it from here. If you or your bridal train appear in nakedness, me, as you have used your freedom to decide, you have brought your breasts and your naked legs, I will also execute my right to tell you that I will not be the officiator of that wedding. And that day, you'll find yourself another person to officiate. The nonsense must stop. Push your neighbor, tell your neighbor. The nonsense, and you see them, Christian girls, you are coming to marry, and you have to. Oh, God. Where did you learn that from? Don't you have any shame? But I'm showing it to you that it's because the lie has been switched for the truth. The girls who have got their beautiful wedding dresses, do we not admire them also when they come? We have to see the whole of your leg. It's reserved for the groom who went to pay your people. We don't need to see. I said I was preaching for short. Mama, kasa sa, I'm ending. I'm talking about truth. But I know somebody who spoke the truth. Jesus spoke the truth. He said, except a man be born again, he cannot enter. You can't enter with your money. You cannot enter because where you are from. You cannot say, I've suffered so much on earth, so receive me. You cannot say, I've done so many good deeds. He said, no, he gave us the truth and nothing but the truth. And the day that we begin to respect the truth, it will help us so much. And Philip knew, I got to give these people somebody who will help them to speak the truth. You say that, I'm not passing my exams because of church. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? You that you are in church once a week. What are you talking about? Hey. Charlie, Philip, he preached Jesus. And that's all we are going to preach. And I thank the risen Christ because I knew that my life would have been different if I had not met him. He gave me my dignity back again. I didn't have a reason to bow my head in shame. He told me that I paid for it. It's done. It's done. He told me that my mistakes are forgiven. Doesn't matter how many they are. You are the one you want to be perfect. Yeah. My hope is in him, not in you or anybody else. I don't know who your hope is in. Good luck. I've seen one boy because that you have seen, or you have gone out of your mind. Have you not seen people trying to kill themselves? What are the guys disappointed? What do you expect? He told you the truth. He told you that the arm of flesh will surely fail you. Lady Rev says the guy is not nice too. That is why nobody can be the custodian of your happiness. Doesn't matter how nice or not nice. No. You've got it wrong. It's the world that told you that the man you married is responsible for you to be happy. That's the world. Or the woman you marry is responsible for you. That's too much weight for anybody. Nobody can carry that weight. Hey, that you because... No, it's too much weight. Tell anybody, it's too much. I can't carry it. You yourself that you are sitting there, are you happy in yourself before you are now responsible for the happiness of somebody? What are you saying? The happiness is in him. It's in him. Yeah. It's that we have him. that we have a place to put our burdens. We have somebody to talk to. We have somebody who understands us. You are the one who has made your relationship with him something. But if you will bother to tell him the truth, it will really help you. I'm a pastor. By times I tell that, Lord, if I see that guy, I'm going to stone him. Help my sinful mind and he will help me. I know you are an angel. You, they don't mind. Yeah, I got problems. I know that I got problems. Yeah. I'm not embarrassed at all. At all. So, Lord, when I saw that thing, this was the thought that went through my mind. I know you know already. And I know that I should not be thinking like that. At times I even say it aloud, but forgive me. And I'm forgiven. You'll be there sitting with your non-truth. Today is Resurrection Sunday. I want you to love God for who he is. But you won't love him if you don't see what he did for you. You won't love him. Some of you have heard people make a statement. Somebody said, what? He didn't say my mother, so I'm going. Ah. I want to ask you, are you God? Do you know how long your mother had? Tell him that it is paining me. Tell him that my heart is broken. Tell him that I feel hope. Tell him how you feel, but never accuse him. Do you know the end of your mother? Do you know? Are you the one who brought her? Do you know how long she had? We don't know. We don't know. Today I stand here wishing that a certain friend of mine who got ill in the year 2020, I wish today he had died in 2020. Because today, he's almost a fetish priest. He has lost his salvation totally. He has that unforgivable sin. He has done it and done it again. Would it not have been better? If he had gone, would have cried, Basa. But would it not have been better that we'll meet him in heaven? But we didn't know. And we prayed with all our hearts. The guy is still existing today. But he has become anathema to everybody. You don't know everything. Sometimes God knows what's ahead and takes the person out. Don't do that. Don't doubt him. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. I said, I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. Why don't you take your broken heart and put it on his altar? Why don't you go there, the hope of glory, the one who will pick you up and give you hope again? Why don't you go there and tell him how you feel and allow him to just touch you? That's all you need. That's all you need. You just need a little touch with him. You just need a little meeting. Do you think we preach because we don't have things we cry about? My goodness gracious. My goodness. Yeah. Are you there? But I'm happy to say that he knows. Because I've told him how I feel. I've told him. You are the one sitting with it. One time, I'd been praying. My church was about 300 people and it was not growing. And I'd become a full-time pastor. I told him that, Lord, when I was a lay pastor, I want you to know that I enjoyed my job, you know. And as a lay pastor, I had a church of 350 people. You can do better than this. Otherwise, I don't know why I gave you everything. And he has given me better. You are the one saying, now it's okay. You know, there's a reason why there are not enough people in the church. It's all right, you know. No, I told him exactly how I felt. I told him that, no, for my sacrifice, I cannot accept this. I'm sorry, I told you I was a sinner. Forgive me. Stand to your feet this morning. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. For me, Easter Sunday is a precious day. Many times my Easter Sunday starts in tears because I remember what I was and I remember what I've become. And I know that it's just him. Philip preached Christ. I can't give you much. As you are here, what can we give you? Can't give you much. There are people here, their school fees are still not paid as exams are beginning on Tuesday. There are people here, they are not well. There are all kinds of needs. Can't do much. But Christ, we can give you Christ. Your heart is broken. Just yesterday, one of our members, he was totally in tears. The person he lives with had passed. We cannot bring her back. But the hope of glory that comes through Christ. If you meet him today, I tell you, you'll be all right. You don't know how, but you'll be okay. How many of you listened to Flo yesterday? Yesterday, Flo, there was a testimony. Young man and his family, how God rescued them from a cyclone. I have children living there. I have more family living there than I have here. 8 strong, they live there. But I can commit them. The reason why I don't go crazy is why I don't even worry about them at all. I've committed committed them to the Christ. The one who can do something about it. I said the one who can do something. I cannot carry. I can't carry. You want to carry your problems. You die, Elio. You die. Lift up your hands. Thank him for today. Thank him for today. Thank him that he poured the blood. Thank him. Thank him. Because of that, we have hope. In this hopeless world, this world that is going nowhere very fast, we have hope because of him. Oh, yes.
For the blood.
And now, let the weak. Let the weak say, I am strong. And let the poor say, come on, follow me. You are too slow. And rich.
Because of what the Lord has done for us.
Oh, and now
let the weak say,
I need Pastor Russell's mic to have the volume. Actually thank him for actual specific things.
Father, we thank you.
Thank him.
Thank you.
Somebody a few years by this time, you will not even have been in church. Thank him that because
Father,
of his mercy
you
are in church.
Thank you for your mercy. We find ourselves in the house.
Thank him.
Heavenly Father, thank you that you laid down your life for us. Father, some years ago we would have died in our sickness, but thank you that you brought us healing. Thank you that we can lift up our hands as children of God and be led by your Spirit. Thank you. Thank you that the weight of our sin did not drown us. But thank you. Thank you that you thought of us. From the heavenlies you came down onto earth to come and die for us. Father, thank you. Lift up your voice and say thank you. Say thank you. Say thank you. Father, we are grateful. About us, Lord. Thank you that you sent your only begotten Son. Come and die for us, Lord. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, my son.
To the beginning of the song.
holy. You are holy. Holy. Hey, Lord, there is none like you.
Oh, come on, tell them this morning. You are holy.
You are holy. You are
holy.
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 Holy. Yeah, glory to you.
Come on, sing it one more time. You are holy. You are holy. Worship him for a moment. You are holy, you are holy.
You are holy. Yeah, holy. Glory to you.
Oh, lift your voice this morning. Come on, tell him, I'll sing your praise. Good Friday. On Friday, I got a text from a dear person to me who is 100% oxygen dependent now. And she sent me a text when Prophet was speaking. She said, next year, Good Friday, I will be fine. You don't have any, you have not carried any oxygen tank. She can't exit their house. Every day, she has to buy 200 cedis worth of oxygen just to breathe. You are here breathing freely. 200 a day. 200 per day. Times 30 days. That's what? 6,000 a month. You should ask yourself, what do your parents earn? And yet, there's a hope in there. And she texted them. He said, next year, this time, I will be watching the same Good Friday service. Hey, what about us? Thank him. Thank him. Our father said it's our new year. It's been a year of so many things, but you are here. You haven't gone mad. Some of the things that have gone on, you should have been mad by now. But you are here sane like something. Ah, goodness. You are well and you are strong. Some of you have had a brush with death, and you are still here. Hey, you made a mistake that should have finished you. You are still here. What a wonderful atmosphere to give your life to Jesus in. Maybe you are here because you've always been in church, or you are here because you decided Easter Sunday I'm going to church, or somebody invited you. I don't know what brought you, but you are here and you are saying, I don't know Jesus like that. I've now understood that he did something for me and I want to receive it. I want to receive what he did. Let me tell you something. Your confession before men is important. Matthew 10:32 says, when you confess me before men, I will also confess you in heaven. You don't confess me here before men. I will not confess you over there. So when in Romans 10, 9 and 10, he says, you must confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. He's talking about us doing it before men. Do it before men. You are here. You cannot say that I've made a confession for Christ before men. I want you to lift up your right hand. You're going to do it today. And I don't want you to feel shy or ashamed. It's nothing to be ashamed about. God bless you. If your hand is up, just come quickly. What a celebration there will be in heaven because of you just today. I want you to step out of where you are. I can't see everybody. So come, let us make that confession. I'm going to lead you and we're going to do it together. Or you're just not sure. You've always been in church. Nothing but you just say, I just want to be sure. Come. Just come. Just come. God bless you. God bless you. Just come. You're just not sure. Something has shaken you. You're not sure. It's not a problem. Just come. God bless you. Here in your courts, where I belong, you have come to where you belong. Oh yes, this is where you belong. He's not ashamed of you. Don't you be ashamed of him. Oh yes, I'm waiting. I'm waiting. There's a battle over somebody today. You're saying, what will people say? They didn't die for you. What they will say doesn't matter. They didn't shed their blood for you. It doesn't matter. Why don't you answer the one who matters? Step out and come. Somebody, is the last time you're going to hear this call. Don't let it catch you unawares. Just come. Just come. People do not matter. Come. He matters. He matters. What he says matters. I'm waiting for one more person. Just step out and come. You say, oh, people know me everywhere. And so what? And so what? Are you known in heaven? Just come. Let him write your name in the book of life. Fall in love with Jesus today. Let's come. It's free of charge. I'm not charging you anything. I'm not accusing you. I'm not saying anything. Just come. Just receive it. I'm hearing him in my ear. I just heard him. He mentioned, I said, Joy. He says, Joy, wait for one person. I don't know who you are. But my God, he must love you. Are you not in a hurry to eat lunch? I am. But he must love you to hold us all up. For you to come. Step out. Just come. Just come. See how people be surprised. I've told you they didn't die for you. It doesn't matter. Just come. Just come. Oh, I can go and pray in my room. There's nobody there. Give us Matthew 10, 32. I'm just bargaining for your soul. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven. 33. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. Oh yes, they are singing it for the last time. Then we pray.
I sing your praises.
I sing your praises forever.
If you're standing here this morning, you just want to say, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, you're standing in front. Just say, Lord Jesus, make it your prayer. I come to you this Easter morning to say thank you. Thank you for shedding blood for me so I don't have to shed my own. And today I confess that you are my Lord and you are my Savior. I confess it before men and I confess it before you. I will not be ashamed of you. And so, Lord, I invite you into my life. Have your way. Have your way. Thank you for dying for me. I appreciate you. In Jesus' name. Father, I pray for these young men standing here. May they never, ever regret today. But may they see a real and clear change in their lives because they came to confess you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
I wanna praise you.
We believe that you have been blessed by this message. For more information, you can follow us on Facebook, Fountain of Life Cathedral, and on Instagram and Twitter at FOLCIEDUASE. God richly bless you.